TR.
TR. What time does my table open up at Shea Ralph's?
And good morning, Steve. All right, and egg and sausage and toast and a cup of coffee. So I think you're a little bit late. Maybe for brunch you'd be okay.
Talking about a fine lunch for me. I've been out since about 6:15.
The working man. Where in the world you go that early?
Oh, I'm not going anywhere today, Bubba. I'm working here at the house. I've got a black Bart wood stove that I'm trying to install. And it weighs about 250 pounds, maybe 3. And you can hear in the background, I got my John Deere running. That's what I'm using to lift it up onto the back porch before I try to hoof it up into the house.
Oh, I love to hear that. I used to go to the harvest festivals in Fort Scott, Kansas, and you get to hear all the real old ones, the hit-and-miss engines and that. I just love them. My neighbor made replicas of them, only in miniature. He machined them and built them himself. The guy I told you was a gunsmith. And, oh, he had some beautiful models. All of them was under plexiglass. And he'd take them to those shows, run them on air instead of steam.
Yeah, a friend of mine used to do some of that before his health got bad. And he would run his on alcohol.
Had one. It was a teeny tiny one. Now, he didn't make it. But, Steve, it looked like one piston in a little bitty cylinder. And that's what it run on. And it was teeny tiny, maybe, half, three-quarter of an inch in diameter. Dangest thing you ever seen. And then he had one called a caloric engine, which worked on the Stirling cycle. And he had a burner from an old water tank under it. And it would heat up, and then you just give that big flywheel a spin, and it would just continuously go as long as that was heated down there. Almost like a perpetual motion machine, but not quite.
Love that kind of stuff. But you know what? The people that are able to do that and the folks that have that knowledge are fast winnowing away.
Now, he was like a second dad to me, I'll tell you. In fact, I got along better with him than I did my own dad. I learned so much from him. My dad was on the railroad, and he was gone all the time. And he was an engineer, fireman, then an engineer on the railroad. And so I'd go to Merle's every day after I got off work. And you just learn and learn and learn from that man.
Well, Bud, I'm going to jump out of here. I just want to say good morning, and I got to get back at this thing. I've got my forklift blades on the front end of my front end loader. I'm fixing to load up some excess stone and put it away. I put stone underneath the, on the floor for the stove to sit on, you know, as a temperature barrier. And I got to go put that stuff away, so I'm going to get back at it. Good morning, Sunshine. And I'll catch you later. 73 is KN4BWA. I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, Steve. Yeah, I built three wood stoves. And then I built my log splitter. And we heated with wood when I was up in Kansas. Be sure you have a fireboard a wall behind that thing. Those things get awful hot. As I'm sure you're well aware of. Yeah, I bet mine weighed that much, too. It was, I cheated. I modeled mine after an Englander stove. I went up and measured it up at the local Sutherland Lumber Company and told them I had to measure it up to make sure it fit, and then I built it. See you later, Steve. KN4BWA, N0TR. I have in 0 TR.